and she party on the weekend.
Welcome to your hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Praise the Lord. Our God is good, and His mercies is from everlasting to everlasting. What a joy to come together again at Jesus' feet, to learn at His feet and go to the next level. I welcome you to the hour of fulfillment. The word of the Lord is going to be preached tonight, and God will enroll more soldiers into His army. And I'm telling you, you are going to be glad to be one of them. And before we go into the word of God tonight, shall we just have a word of prayer? Father, we thank you so much in the name of Jesus, the most exalted name in the whole universe. We thank you for who you are. Thank you because of your mercy. Thank you because of your love. Thank you because of your power. Thank you because of the power of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive all our praise in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, I'm asking, oh God, that you will send forth your word to us tonight. Jesus, speak to us in the language we will understand. I'm asking, oh God, that you will take charge of these vocal cords. I will speak your word in wisdom. Lord, you will confirm every word with miracle signs and wonders tonight. Lord, you will heal, you will deliver, you will set the captives free. Lord Jesus, you will save the soul of men and women. Lord, at the end of tonight, Lord, no life will remain the same again. We vow that we will return all the glory and all the honor to you, precious Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. I welcome you one more time to the Hour of Fulfillment, the program that is designed to bring you to a level of fulfillment and give you your desire on the earth and make you work as Jesus Christ on the surface of the earth. I want you to listen to this very carefully, because religion and tradition are so much paralyzed the eternal plan of God for our redemption. And we are failed to realize that God sent us here to be in charge, not to take sides. And because of that, we need to have an understanding that we are really, really in charge of running this universe by the help of the Holy Spirit. Many times you are expecting God to move, and God is saying, I moved 2,000 years ago. So don't wait on me. I'm waiting on you. And because of that, God is just waiting for you to cooperate with Him to get His job done on the earth. Now, the Church of Jesus Christ is a ruling church, is a winning church. It's not a religious organization. No, it's the church of the firstborn. It's the army of God on the earth. In fact, the scripture makes us to understand that the church is the most powerful institution ever in the universe. The Bible called the church of Jesus the pillar of the truth. I mean, that's 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. It said it's the pillar of the truth. In other words, it's the pillar of freedom for it, because you shall know the truth, and the truth, what? Will make you free. It's the pillar of freedom. The Bible says, even the gates of hell. My God, I just love that. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. He said, I will build my church. So that means the building of the church is far beyond what a pastor, a bishop, and a pope can build. No, he said, I, Jesus, will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Do you know what they call gate? Gate talks about authority. It talks about power. It talks about government. God is saying, I will build this team, and the authority, the government of hell, shall not prevail against it. That means no matter what is running after you, when you run to the church, you're free forever. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's the land of refuge in the New Testament. And a lot of people just see it as a building. They see it as a congregation of people that are going through issues, that are just looking for a way out. In fact, some people think coming to church is to escape fire insurance. I mean, it's a fire insurance policy. Now, if I come to church, I won't go to hell. It's far beyond that. And God wants us to know that the Church of Jesus is the bride of Christ, is anointed.
Oh my God, I need to say this. Now, the word Christ means the anointed with his yoke-breaking power. So when the Bible says we are the body of Christ, the Bible is saying we are the body of the anointed. And the Bible says he suffered no man to do them wrong. He reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. In other words, the church of Jesus is untouchable. The church of Jesus is unmolestable. The church of Jesus is undefeatable. The church of Jesus is invincible. The church of Jesus is the most powerful force in the universe. He said is the body of Christ. And let me tell you this, Jesus is jealous about his bride. And whatsoever is affecting him is affecting his bride. Because he's the one that said, whatsoever God has joined together, let no man put asunder. So when you come to the church, you need to know that something eternal has changed in your life. Now let me tell you this, the manifestation of what God put inside of you, that God said you are his bride, and whatsoever God has joined together, let no man put asunder. The force behind your manifestation is power. Oh, I need to say this one. Without power, Christianity is nothing but slavery. Without power, Christianity is nothing to write home about. The difference between what is going on in the world and in the church is the power of God being made manifest in the midst of his church. Many things we complain about is embarrassing our husband, Jesus Christ. It's embarrassing. He didn't know why we are doing and why we are complaining about what we are complaining about. And it's just because we fail to realize that the church of Jesus is not just joining a church. The church of Jesus is the most powerful force ever. God is behind that force. Now, I'm about to reveal to you from the scripture. Now, everything the church needed to manifest his husband, Jesus Christ, is already put inside. No wonder Jesus Christ said this. He said in Luke chapter 10 verse 19, he said, behold, I give unto you power over serpent, over scorpion, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by in no wise hurt you. I'm coming back to that scripture because it's very, very important, because the manifestation of our position is based on the manifestation of the power of God in our life. If you undermine the position of power in the world, in the church of Jesus, you will attract oppression. It doesn't matter, I don't believe in that kind of thing. Then you must believe in oppression. Because the only answer to the oppression and the wickedness of the devil is power. Yes. Without power, we are just playing religion. Mm-hmm. Now, he said this one in the book of Psalm 66 verse 3. I'm starting this teaching today because the Lord began to steer my spirit, and he just said, we are living beyond our standard. Now, we need to just show up and all the hair kept quiet. Things have been speaking too loud, and the power is resident in the church, and we're doing nothing with it. In the book of Psalm 66, verse 3, the Bible says, say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. In other words, the world is not respecting God because he sits in heaven. The world is respecting God because they can't stand with his power. It is the power of God that is silencing everything that the enemy is bringing to the table. Now, have you ever remembered that in the book of Revelation, the Bible says Satan and all his demons, they rose up against God trying to topple his government. But because of power, come on now, without power, you become a victim. It is the power of God. And so Jesus Christ gave us power before he left. Now, I like you to listen very carefully to this, because the church of Jesus is going to display the power of God in this end time, that the world will be forced to submit to God through the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's time for you to get enrolled in this power game. Oh my God, somebody need to hear this one. Because the wickedness of the wicked is getting stronger by the day. And the only thing to stop him is power. Now, serpent is not coming to say hello. He's coming to sting, to bite. The scorpion is not coming to greet you. How are you doing? He's coming to sting with his poison.
Yes.
And the Bible says, I give unto you power. But we never believed that what Jesus Christ was saying meant it. Mm. He knows sickness is coming. He knows cancer will be rampaging everywhere. He knows diseases, affliction will be there. And he said, I know the answer to this situation is called power. Can I tell you the truth?
Yeah.
Satan, Pharaoh will not allow you to go because you are a good person.
Right.
He won't just allow you to go because you speak in tongues.
No.
No. He won't allow you to go because you attend church.
No.
You can only stop Pharaoh by power. Now, Pharaoh messed the children of covenant up until the power of God came into sin. Friends, it's time to wake up. We have been sleeping enough. It's time to wake up to be what God wants us to be. Christianity without power is frustration, is slavery. And that is why Apostle Paul was speaking to us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 4 and verse 4 and 5. The scripture says, and my speech and my preaching was not with the enticing word of man wisdom, but in demonstration of spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Now, the problem is, majority of people are not spiritual enough to understand what is going on in the atmosphere. God is building a strong army of men and women that will stop the wickedness of Satan by the supernatural hand of God. God is going to work in a dynamic way through them when they submit to him through the help of the Holy Spirit. It is not the church of weaklings. It is not the church of frustrated people. It is the church of the living God, vibrant people, people without spot or wrinkle, in character and in dignity. Now, let me tell you this. Jesus Christ is not coming to rapture a defeated church. Read your Bible and understand. He's coming for a church with no spot nor wrinkle. The church that is ready, fully ripe to be raptured. Come on, somebody need to hear me. I was looking into the scripture and I discovered that there is a prophetic picture of this church I'm talking about, that everybody need to have an understanding so that you stop playing religion and churchianity. And yeah, I'm telling you, you start looking into your position and you put the devil where he belongs. Because I have seen that God is about to release something in the atmosphere that nobody will deny is real. Now, he said in Joel chapter 2, it's a prophetic word about the church. In Joel chapter 2 verse 1 to 3, quickly he said, blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. For the day of the Lord cometh. It is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess. A day of cloud of thick darkness. And the morning spread upon the mountain. He said, a great people and a strong. There hath not ever been the like. Neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. He said, a fire devoured before them, and behind them a flame bonnet. The land is at the garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape them. Now listen, he said, a day is coming. And I know that the day he's talking about is already here. He said, it's a day of darkness. It's a day of gloominess. Everyone is frustrated. Everything is looking as if it's not working. Now people are using medication. It looks as if it's no more working. The kind of medication that have been prescribed 5-10 years ago, and everybody is just saying, wow, this is a solution. It looks like a poison now. Nobody wants to go there anymore, because the more they give, put another one to the market, you bring in the side effect and it's destroying the lives of people. People are putting their money in business and it's not yielding. And people are getting so frustrated. And the Bible says, in the midst of it, he said, I'm going to raise some set of people. He said, what is destroying the world is not going to destroy them. He said, before them, the fire will be burning. You can't stop the fire. He said, behind them, there's going to be enough flame. You can't even see what they are doing. He said, these people are going to be uniquely unique, because the power of God and the grace of God over their life will be so outstanding. And I saw it because I saw the scripture saying, we've not been active activating what is loaded in our inside. It's time to stop thinking low of ourselves and begin to think the way God wants us to think. He wants us to see the way He wants us to see, because mighty and different types of human beings are on the earth today. You need to get yourself enrolled right now, because the Holy Spirit is set to distinguish you. I know He's talking about you, because if you get to verse 28 of Joel chapter 2, the Bible says, in that same last day as He was talking, He said, because I'm going to pour My Spirit upon all flesh. He said, My people will be filled with My Spirit. They begin to flow in their vision and their revelation. And if you continue reading what I'm reading, I want to be far, because I want to finish this. Yeah. You must get this one tonight, because all is enough that the enemy is slapping you and you are crying every night. Mm. It's time for you to rise up, because somebody paid your price.
Yes.
Somebody loved you so dearly. Yes. Somebody laid down His own life.
Yes.
The old king died because of you. Mm. And it's time to activate what has been done on your behalf and tell the devil, shut up there. The time of living and walking in fear is over. There is a new dimension of glory coming to the body of Christ. Listen, the ear on the head of Samson is grown. It's time to pull down all the enemy and die.
Yeah.
Now, this time around, we are not going to die with our enemies. No. Our enemy is going to suffer devastation. Enough of cancer diseases in the church of Jesus, because we are loaded with enough to say no. Because the one that died and rose from the dead already said it is finished. And nobody has enough power to say it must continue. We are going to stop what is stopped. We are going to silence what is silenced.
Yeah.
Because it's not just the church of religious people. It's not just the church of politics. Is the church of the living God, that all their life is based upon thus saith the Lord. Now, I was looking into this in Joel chapter 2. Let's see something in verse 4 to 8. He said, the appearance of them is as the appearance of horses. That's his strength. Now, he said, and as horsemen, so shall they run. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of the mountain shall they leap. Like the noise of flame of fire that devoureth the stubble. As a strong people set in battle array, before their face the people shall be much pained. All faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like the men of war. And they shall march everyone on his ways. And they shall not break their ranks. Neither shall one trust another. They shall walk everyone in his path. And when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. Have you ever seen such people before? When they fall upon the sword, they cannot be wounded. Why? Everybody is walking in their ranks. They are not going to be envying each other, because everybody have had their own assignment. They are going to be walking in dignity and in honor, because there is only one sound that they are listening to, is the sound of the shepherd, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. The impact of the Holy Spirit in the church in these last days is going to be far beyond I'm speaking in tongues. It's an unusual strength of the horse, that when other people are tired, you are still going. The speed will be so great that your accomplishment will make people to say, we want to serve your God. People have pitied you enough. It's time for them to envy you. People have despised you enough. It's time for them to look up to you. I don't care where you are right now. Something is about to happen to you, because this camp is great. This camp is about to explode. This camp is about to show the world that Jesus is Lord. People are questioning whether it is true that the price paid is real. Your life is going to be an example, because it's going to take you from nowhere and set you in a place.
Yes.
The same people that have been encouraging you are going to start encouraging them.
Yes.
The same people that pity you are going to begin to help them, in the mighty name of Jesus. It's the church of power. Yes. Without the power of God, Christianity is not about slavery. I was sharing a testimony the other time in church. This lady had a fibroid. And I've never known her. I've never met her. It's just on the phone. So we prayed, and she want to go for surgery. That's what he said. But we just pray and we ask the Holy Spirit to just take care of the thing. Now, the following day they call me, and the testimony was awesome. Now, over the night, the Lord went in and pulled it in out.
Yeah.
And she said, when I woke up, though the bed was full of blood, by the time I would check it, the fibroid was on the bed. The Lord Jesus Christ went in and pulled it out himself. Yeah. That is strange.
Yes. Yes.
Now, yes. If I am the one that went in the night, I would say, I came. I didn't even know God was doing that. Mm. He was doing it himself. Yes. Because he wants to prove to everyone that the last day's church is the church of power.
Yes.
I'm telling you, we will humiliate all sickness and disease. Now, if I'm going to be so, I mean, be frank with you, you will discover that everywhere you will see the handwriting of the devil everywhere, in sickness, in disease, in affliction, in all manner of torment, in addiction and all that. Now the church is the answer. The church is the answer. But we just sat down in the pew just trying to let everybody know we are there. Now, I'm telling you, that is not church. That is not church. The church supposed to set the captives free. The church carry enough power that their husband carry. Because when he joined us together with Jesus, we are to bring answers to the question of people's life. When the apostles came into the scene, the whole world knew. They don't have your education. They don't have your exposure. There was no internet. There was no Facebook. There was no Twitter. And yet, the whole world felt their impact today. It's time for the world to know that you are here. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, in that last day, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. The exploit doers are on the earth today. Now, I was looking into the scripture this way. And the Bible says in Joel chapter 2, it showed us, from verse 10 and 11, he said, the earth shall quake before them. Two strong set of people. I don't know whether I don't. Now, because you are looking at the natural to determine what the scripture says. He said, the heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark. And the stars shall withdraw their shining. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army. Do you see that?
Yes.
If you are in that army and you are not listening to the word of the living God, you will be out of instruction. And I have seen that people in the military, thank God for their life serving this great country, they will tell you, despite the fact that they are deployed, they listen to instruction to take steps.
Yes.
Now, you see, they won't just say, well, I am in the army, I'll do whatever I want to do. No, they listen to the instruction from the commander. In the army of God, without instruction, you face destruction. Now, majority of people are frustrated in the church of Jesus because they are on their own. The Bible says, and the Lord shall utter his voice before his army. And the Bible says, he said, in verse 11, say, and the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executed his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Now, that means when he speaks, he expects you to execute what he said.
Right.
Yes. It's just like Jesus Christ told them at the Cana of Galilee, he said, fill the water pot, then after that, draw out. He didn't ask them to go to do all night. He didn't ask them to speak in tongues about it. He just said, told them, he said, drop. Now, it's time to stop doing it the way we used to. And listen to instruction from the commander. What is the next thing? And let our pride, all this pride that I call it a Pentecostal rascality. Let's put it aside. All this spiritual hooliganism, let's put it aside and let's just say, Jesus, you are the owner of your church. What do you want to do with your house? What do you want to do with your church? What do you want to do with my life? And the moment you start doing that one, the strength of God, the power of God, the grace of God over your life will begin to manifest. I have seen strange things that by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, not because I merit anything, but because of his grace, that I was humbled. I was so humbled because I began to look at it, because I know a simple instruction just brought something. Boom. And I would just say, I didn't do nothing. And God said, no, because you are not the one doing it. You are not supposed to do anything.
Right.
All what you need to do is to obey.
Yeah.
Just obey what I do, what I tell you. And I saw that was the secret of Jesus. He said, I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, so I do. Now, I'm believing God for somebody here tonight that your life will turn around to the glory of God. That as we pray tonight, something will happen in your life.
Yes.
The power of God will go into that situation. It will break every power of addiction, every power of sickness and disease, every counsel of darkness over your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I silence every power that is standing against your joy, against your family, against your children, against your breakthrough. I silence them and I break them now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you are listening to me and you are not yet born again and you want to say, Bishop, pray for me, I need to be enrolled. Or maybe you've been born again and you know you are not enrolled. You just practice churchianity. You just practice religion. Because it looks like, yeah, that's it. Now you want to say, Bishop, I want to be enrolled. Why don't you just join me as we pray? Father, say this after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you because you love me. Thank you for writing my name in the book of life. From today, I give my life to you. I am born again. I'm a child of God. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' mighty name. And I ask that you enroll me in this great army to join you to do the things that you want to do on the earth today. Thank you for helping me, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And I can't wait tomorrow.
Yes.
The army is already to go out and devastate the kingdom of darkness. And your position shall never be empty. Yeah. In Jesus' name. Pastor John, what do you feel about
it? Amen. Yes, amen. Bishop. Tomorrow is another day, and tomorrow is your day, because tomorrow we want to see you at our services at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're going to tell you more about that. But wow, Bishop, what an awesome word from the Lord. We are truly blessed. I'd just like to take this time to welcome our listening audiences. We thank you so much for tuning in. This is your hour of destiny fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, we are certainly inviting you to come out to our services tomorrow morning. We have two services. The first service is an early service. So if you get up early, come out at our early service, which is 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. The second service is at 10 a.m. If you need a ride, just give us a call. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. Now, we want you to come out to tomorrow's service, because tomorrow's service is a service that you're not going to want to miss. Tomorrow is our covenant day of breakthrough on every side.
On every side.
Every side. Not just breakthrough, but breakthrough on every side. And we're going to be talking with Bishop Moore about our covenant day of breakthrough when we come back later in the broadcast. But we have some powerful things coming up in the next 30 minutes of this broadcast. We don't want you to go anywhere. Don't change that dial. We have an amazing testimony coming. We have the moment of change coming. But for right now, we have Christina Bell coming with Going. So stay right there. We'll be back after this.
Even if his mercy runs out, he still gets the glory. Now this is the part where you just lift up a praise. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Lift up a praise in this house. Yeah.
Never ending, it never runs out on me. Always mending the broken things inside of me. It has covered the secrets that bring me to my knees, yeah. Was so faithful every morning.
All right. We are back live in the studio with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Now, we want you to know you have an open invitation to come out to our services tomorrow morning. We actually have two services. We have an early service at 8 a.m. and we have a second service at 10 a.m. If you need a ride, just give us a call. We'll come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is area code 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. Now make plans right now to come out to tomorrow's service and you'll be mightily blessed. So now we want to introduce the Fulfillment family that's here with us live in the studio tonight. Of course, we have Dr. Abiola Idowu here with us tonight. Pastor Christian is here with us. Pastor Clarence is here with us. Minister Thunder is here with us. And of course, I'm yours truly, Pastor Jan Jones. We are so happy to have you tuned in with us tonight. And I'm telling you, you're in for a mighty, mighty time in the Lord. Yes, you are. So now we want to turn it over to Bishop because we want to talk to him before we open the phone lines.
Okay.
We want to talk to Bishop about tomorrow's service because I'm telling you that word was powerful.
Amen.
And I'm telling you tomorrow, we've already seen this is a prelude into the word tomorrow. So Bishop, tell us about the covenant day of breakthrough
now,
on every side.
Praise the Lord. Now let me first start by saying that we serve a God of principles. Now God is so merciful in the sense that whatever he tells you to do, he's already doing that on your behalf. He just wants you to obey, then you see result. Now, watch this. Principles are predictable. You can know what happens if I do this. Mm. Now, in the service tomorrow, God already put in my spirit the principles to put together to get a breakthrough. These things are supposed to be normal to us.
Yes.
It's because people don't believe God is true.
That's right.
Now, they can believe that 2 plus 2 is equal to 4. They can believe that if I scratch the match, it produces fire. But they can't believe that the Bible says, if I do this, I get this. So even when they do it, they don't believe it's going to bring it. So tomorrow, God told me, he said, one of the things you will see in the body of Christ, in the church of Jesus, is wonders.
Mm.
He said, I and the children that God has given unto me, we are for signs and for wonders. So how will we get into those wonders? God is going to show us one of the secrets tomorrow. And when you tap into that secret, no devil can stop you from having any breakthrough. Remember, he said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Heaven and earth will pass away. A little out of his word will not go except the half of it. So show up tomorrow. Yes. And get your stuff.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Tomorrow Amen. Morning at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway, our covenant day of breakthrough on every side.
Yeah.
Mm. Now it's time for us to move into that wonderful segment we call the moment of change. And to take us right into it is Pastor Christian. Pastor Christian, how are you tonight?
I am blessed and highly favored. In fact, I was just saying during the break that I am fully charged in my spirit here. Because if you're in this studio, that word that just came, it's a presence of the word of a king. And where there is the word of the king, there is power.
Amen.
And so that power is what I'm feeling in my spirit. But I got to thank the Lord for you, sir. Bishop, the Lord, we continue to give you more unction, Amen. More increase. The revelation of the knowledge of the Lord will flow like a flood in you, sir.
Amen.
We
Amen.
Thank you for your obedience to be able to just be here on Saturdays to give us this opportunity to partake in this glorious message and assignment of God with you, sir. Thank God for you, and we thank God for your life.
Amen.
You know, as you spoke, you mentioned two things that you mentioned one thing that you said twice. And that was, Christianity without power is slavery.
Slavery.
And you know, it's a bondage. And I'm sitting here and I know that everything that you were saying is just to wake you up, wake us up. I mean, as believers, we read these things. We see them in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The manifestation of God's word from the beginning. From the days of the children of Israel to the days of Jesus Christ, we know that God's manifestation is always in power.
Yeah, yeah.
But now we look at our generation and we have believers, they call them believers, like you said, Christians. Mm. You know, you said something, you said we have believers or disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ, and then we have Christians.
Yeah.
And these are two different people. Mm. The church is full with Christians.
Yes.
And they are the ones that probably are listening to us now. And some of us, we bless the Lord for the life that we have come to mentally accept that, yes, there is a power in the church.
Mm-hmm.
There is a power in the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
But then the manifestation is far from us.
Mm-hmm.
Because we go to church and some of us will see the power in the word. He said, all you have to do is believe.
Mm-hmm.
But then they are struggling with these things.
Mm-hmm.
And they are saying, oh, God is training us. God is training you.
Mm.
And the enemy is dealing with people financially. They are in bondage.
Mm.
They are maritally, they are oppressed.
Yeah.
If they work physically, things are not working.
Yeah.
Powerless.
Yeah.
But how can they come to this understanding that you just mentioned that the power is here?
Mm.
That it has never been like any other generation. This generation has the power that God has given to us that is beyond our understanding. How can they connect these two?
Okay, I'm going to just approach it in two ways. Number one, every one of us, all our listeners, listen to this. No matter how spiritual you think you are, the enemy still hates you. And challenges of life is real. And then attack from hell is real also. Now, even when the apostles were here, there were herods that would not want them to do what God wanted them to do. Now, they won't just stand there crying. There is something that came in that stopped Herod. Now, remember they arrested James and they cut off his head because the church was watching. Oh, yes, God, you are so good. Jesus, you are so wonderful. They cut off the head of James. So they arrested Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this time around, it's not God, you are so good. They gathered together and they prayed.
Yeah.
And as they were praying, the angel were released. That means if they did not do anything, they would have killed Peter. In other words, the power to resist the enemy is already there.
That's right.
Many times we are crying to God and God is crying to us. Do something, you are the one in charge. And each time we gather together, that's why the enemy will always stop people from coming to church. Most especially where they will hear the truth and they'll be free.
Yeah.
He can allow you to go anywhere. But when it knows that this place you are going to be free, he will stop. He can't stop the word of God, but he can stop people. Now, the only way they can connect is to come. Because God won't teach you in your room.
Amen.
I mean, that's why he set up church so that people can come and be taught that Church of Jesus is a school where the truth is being taught. So that you can go there and demonstrate the glory of God.
Amen. So this word, Bishop, this was awesome. This was like a 6-course meal for me. I mean, I got the bread and butter at the beginning and the coffee at the end. So one thing that really, really resonated with my spirit was when you spoke about 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5.
Mm.
That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men,
mm-hmm.
but in the power of God. You even made a comment and said, the problem is sometimes we can't believe the word of God.
Mm.
So I just wanted you to speak about how important it is about our faith in the word of God and the power of God.
Mm. You see, the point is this. There is no way you can get faith without hearing. Romans chapter 10 and verse number 17, the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. Now, I said the other time, I don't know whether it's on the radio program, the Bible says, just as the rain fall from heaven, and it bring fruit from the ground, and it give, the seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. That is Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10 and 11. It says, so shall my word be that goeth out of my lips. In other words, just as the rain is falling, the rain don't come with seeds. No. The rain meet the seed on the ground, and it brings germination and fruit and whatever comes out from it. Now, it says, so exactly shall my word be. The word of God is rain. Everything you need for life and godliness is inside. When the rain of the word of God falls on you, the more rain you receive, the more the seed inside germinate.
Yes.
So if you are a believer, the seed is there. If you don't hear anything, the seed that is there.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
There is no church.
Amen.
He said, but why? Why? That you write a letter to God, ask him, but I don't have answer to that. But I know even naturally, if the rain don't fall upon the seed on the ground, it dies there.
That's exactly right. That's right.
Amen.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. We thank God for your life. And this is an opportunity as the word, this is the moment of change where we try to bring the word for you to be able to look at yourself and say, man, I need to make some changes. Mm-hmm. And this is where I need to have this apply in my life. So as you hear the word, Bishop is saying, come and hear the word. Mm-hmm. Faith comes by hearing. The word of God said, the just shall live by faith. If you need it that much that you should live by it, then you got to hear it. Yeah. The more you hear it, the more things will change. Pastor Jen, tomorrow is another day for our believers, our listeners that are here on the radio with us now to get an increase in faith.
Yes,
because tomorrow the word is coming. The more word you hear, the more faith comes.
Yeah.
And also Bishop says, if you don't hear it, the faith will go.
Yeah.
So come and hear tomorrow.
That's no shortcut.
Yes.
That's no shortcut.
That's right, Pastor Christian. We get to increase our faith, and we also get to act on our faith because they've heard something tonight,
right,
and they can act on their faith by coming out to tomorrow's service.
That's it.
And
that's right.
Picking up that the thing that God wants to deposit in their life.
Mm-hmm.
That was Pastor Christian, Dr. Abiola Idowu, and the Fulfillment Family with a moment of change.
Man.
Thank you so much for that awesome, awesome discussion. Now it's time for us to open the phone lines. So we're going to actually give out the number for you to call live into the studio. Bishop is here. He's standing by. He's ready to pray with you. You may have heard something in the message that came forth. You may have heard something in the moment of change that stirred up something in your spirit. Give us a call here in the studio, and the number to call is 904-831-1079. The phone lines are now open, and the number to call is 904-831-1079. Now, we don't want you to miss your turn, so if you give us a call and the lines are busy, just call back. We have operators standing by here ready to answer those phones. We want you to get through because we want you to get your breakthrough tonight. So give us a call here at 904-831-1079. So we have some things going on in Creffa. We always have something going on in Creffa.
That's right. That's
but
right.
But we actually have the next big thing in Creffa. So, Minister Thunder, tell us about that.
Yes, our next big thing is the Dominion Celebration.
That's right.
Yes.
Glory.
Yes, glory.
This is our mighty harvest. You don't want to miss this. This will be held October 18th through the 20th. Our guest is Bishop Francis Walioka. You don't want to miss him. We also have a guest minister, Bernice Blackie. She's an international gospel artist. You don't want to miss her either. She was fabulous at our anniversary. So we're going to begin at 7 p.m. on Friday, October 18th, and Saturday, October 19th. On Sunday, October 20th, we continue the Mighty Harvest Dominion Celebration at the 8 a.m. and the 10 a.m. service. The location is 7171 Arlington Expressway. We look forward to you sharing this encounter with us on Friday, October 18th at 7 p.m., on Saturday, October 19th at 7 p.m., and on Sunday, October 20th during our Sunday service. Now, on Monday, we're going to be celebrating Labor Day. So while many will celebrate this holiday with barbecue and picnics, remember, even Jesus spoke about labor, and Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. This Monday, avail yourself to share the goodness of God. If you're interested in the blessing, in assisting with the blessing of the work of the Lord through this radio ministry, you can send your seed. Use your cell phone and text as a single word, give and be blessed, to 73256 and just follow the prompts. Visit our webpage at www.crepa.org. That's www.crepa.org. From the top right menu bar, just select give, select the drop down arrow for Creppa Radio Support, and follow the remaining prompts. Or you can mail it to Creppa at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida 32211, or bring it with you tomorrow when you come in person to the service. Back to you, Pastor Dan.
All right. Thank you so much, Minister Thunder. We have the phone lines going crazy, so we're going to answer some of these calls. We have a caller on the line. Caller, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Hi. Just calling for prayer of faith.
Okay. Now, I'm going to be agreeing with you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory and all the praise for your daughter. Lord, the Bible says they look up to him and their faces were lighted and they were not ashamed. I cancel every shame in your life. I destroy every plan of the enemy as touching you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I decree right now, be free. In Jesus' name, I command the life of God, the glory of God, to fill your spirit, to fill your mind, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for hearing us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Rika. God bless you. So we're going to stay with the phone lines for a moment. We have another call on the air, Brother Jones. Brother Jones, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
God bless you, man of God. God bless you, man of God. How are you?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I was calling in. I'm just believing God for strength. My son, we buried him July 13th. And I'm just believing God for strength in my spiritual man. Mm-hmm. You know, not to get frustrated or become weary. You know, when you lose a child, it's something else.
Hmm.
And I'm just believing God, you know, just for myself and my family.
Hmm.
For healing.
Hmm. I'm going to be praying for you. We serve the God of all comfort. He's going to comfort you. He's going to strengthen you. And I'm telling you, something eternal will happen right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I am so grateful for the life of your son. The Bible says, he that comforted us in everything is God. By the help of the Holy Spirit, I'm asking, oh God, for the comfort that comes from heaven. Lord, that will flood his heart, flood his mind. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you, God, you will encourage him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm asking, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that a miracle that will make you to forget this pain in the soonest will happen in your life right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, thank you for doing that for us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Jones. God bless you. So we still have another caller on the line. We have caller, you're on the line. How can we serve you tonight? Okay, looks like that call dropped. So if your call got dropped, just give us a call back. We're here. We're standing by, ready to take your call. We want you to get through because Bishop is standing by, and he is ready to pray with you. Let me give out the number to call live into the studio again. That number is 904-831-1079. The number to call live into the studio is 904-831-1079. If your spirit is telling you to call in, call in. Don't let the enemy discourage you, because anytime is time for you to get a word from the Lord to something that's going to deliver you or encourage you out of your situation. The enemy will say, oh, no, you can do it next week. Oh, no, no sense in calling in. You're not going to get through. But no, that's a lie from the pit. Call in tonight, 904-831-1079. That number to call into the studio again is 904-831-1079. 1079. So, Bishop, we were talking earlier about the Dominion Celebration.
Yeah.
And it's our mighty harvest.
It's our mighty
harvest. And it's our year of mighty harvest.
Amen.
And we had a harvest in our anniversary.
Yeah.
So we've just been harvesting and harvesting.
Right. I'm telling you.
I know people are wondering, what are they talking about harvesting? What are we going to harvest? So tell us about the harvest, Bishop.
Now, thank you. Remember I said this. I said, when you don't know what you are about to harvest, you struggle with what are they really talking about. Mm-hmm. But the Bible says that Jesus Christ, when he died and he suffered for you and I, there are things that he received that we have to harvest. If you don't harvest that before you go to heaven, you cheat yourself. Yes. The Bible says, worthy is the lamb that was slain to receive the blessing. That is Revelation chapter 5 and verse 9 and 10. Verse 12, to receive, blessing, honor, glory, wisdom, and riches. Mm-hmm. Now, there are five
basic blessings that God attached to our redemption, that God wants you to wake up every morning and demand. Yes. Now, you see, when you go to Walmart, the moment you pay, the product is yours.
That's right.
Now, when Jesus Christ paid for wealth, he paid for riches, he paid for wisdom, he paid for honor, your duty is to go there, pick it up, stop asking how much.
That's right. That's right. That's what we are here for this harvest.
Yeah.
Yes, we are not going there to ask for how much.
We are just going there to pick it up.
Yes, and that's that Dominion celebration. You're going to want to write those dates down. Minister Thunder will be back later to give us those dates again. But I'm telling you, you're not going to want to miss it. So we're going to go back to the phone lines. We have that caller back again. Caller, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Yes. This is Maseo. The enemy next door is attacking me.
Okay.
I got my DNA out my garbage can.
Okay.
My little girl and my husband, all three of you need a mark. Oh, Lord.
Okay. I'm going to speak to that demonic oppression right now. Listen to this. Satan knows his mate. He knows people he can't say no to. The scripture says, I will decree a thing and it shall be established. I stand by the authority that is in the name of Jesus. And you foul spirit, you demonic oppression, hear the word of the living God. I command you now, get out of there in Jesus' mighty name. I come against you. I decree by the authority that is in the name of Jesus, I bind you and I cast you out of that life right now in the name of Jesus. Receive your breakthrough. Receive your freedom. Receive your liberty. The Bible says, if the Son of God has set you free, he said, you shall be free indeed. I decree you are free indeed by the blood of the everlasting covenant. By the precious blood of Jesus, I declare your liberty. Take it now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You are free.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. So the phone lines are still open, and I'm going to give you the number to call into the studio. That number is 904-831-1079. The number to call into the studio is 904-831-1079. 1079. Give us a call. Bishop is still here. He's ready to pray with you. That number to call is 904-831-1079. So, Bishop, our testimony this week is an awesome testimony. I mean, you know, we always say we have awesome testimonies. Every week we say we have an awesome testimony. But this week we have an awesome testimony. So this testimony is something. I mean, I'm telling you, I think I've been thinking about this testimony ever since we heard it in church. But this testimony was when there was a pastor in church that you had asked for a handkerchief, and the pastor handed you a handkerchief.
Oh yes.
Yes, Bishop. Now you're gonna have to help me with this one, because this is awesome. And so after he handed you the handkerchief, a word came from the Lord to you.
Yeah.
Through you.
Yeah.
And you spoke that this pastor would be in a new house.
Yes. Yes.
Getting a new house.
Does it.
But Bishop, there was a minister sitting next to the pastor sitting on the road where this pastor was.
That's it.
And I'm telling you, that minister, you weren't even talking to him.
I'm not, yeah.
But he testified by his testimony.
Yeah.
He went down on his knees and he said he received that word for himself.
Yeah.
And did he not testify last week?
Yeah.
That God blessed him and his family with what?
A new house.
A new house.
All right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
What a God we serve.
I'm telling you.
You see, what people don't know, that when the prophetic word comes by the Holy Ghost, it's looking for anybody that can believe.
Yes.
Anytime anyone believe from anywhere, bam. Now, like we are talking right now, somebody is hearing us right now. And maybe you are just saying, I take my key too.
That's
it
right.
Doesn't matter. I'm telling you, you are about to share your testimony also.
I'm telling you.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
What an awesome testimony. I wish we had more time to talk about that. But we got to go back to the phone lines. We do have Sister Shirley on the line. Sister Shirley, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Hi.
What is your
prayer request? Yes, ma'am. I would like prayer, please.
Okay. Yeah.
For a Christian mate.
For?
Christian mate.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Now, I want you to get this one down. In Isaiah chapter 34 and verse number 16, the word of the Lord is so clear about you. He said that you will not lack your mate. And I'm going to just be standing on that. Father, Lord, I stand upon the word of the living God concerning your daughter. The Bible says, none shall want a mate. He said, your mouth has commanded it and your spirit has gathered them. I decree right now, the bones of a bone, the flesh of a flesh, wherever this person is, I connect you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because it's the will of God that you are happily married. And because you desire it, I decree, receive it now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And every step that God expects you to take, the Holy Spirit will teach you. You will be at the right place at the right time to receive this in Jesus' mighty name. I call it done. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Shirley. God bless you. We have another caller on the line. We're going to stay with the phone lines for another minute. Caller, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling for prayer.
Prayer.
Prayer. Father, Lord, we stand by the authority that is in the name of Jesus. And I release your blessing upon your daughter. The blessing that she cannot finish in a short time. I release it now. Every obstacle on your way of greatness, I remove them in the mighty name of Jesus. And I hear the Lord saying, I should tell you, weep not, because your harvest is at your door. Take it now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. So the number to call into the studio is 904-831-1079. That number is 904-831-1079. So, Bishop, that testimony, I'm still thinking about that testimony. I'm telling you because, you know, I know we have some crepa skeptics out there. You know, because sometimes people, you hear all these grandiose, great, fantastic, miraculous things happening. That's just not real.
Yeah.
Oh, how I wish that they could be in the service and experience the power of God.
That's it.
And experience and just hear these testimonies firsthand because that was that not awesome?
That's
that,
awesome.
That minister just tapped
into it.
Ooh, into that word. You see, that's what you know. You never know when your word is coming. You don't know when your word is coming. Mm-hmm. Your word can come through when the word is coming forth. The word can come through the praise and worship. Mm-hmm. Your word can come at any time.
That's it.
You just have to be ready to receive it. Yeah. So we have another caller on the line. And let's see. Caller, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Yes. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you all for your prayers and your testimonies that you're giving the people and you're reaching out and standing in the gap for everyone. Man. Truly appreciate that.
Praise the Lord.
I am a minister myself, pastor of United Ministries Christian Center, and I just want to thank you for your prayers for our school. God has opened it, allowed us to be able to open it up and use the curriculum that is necessary to not just serve the kingdom, but give Christian values and good counseling to the parents. We have parental program in place as well. So it's going to be a beautiful, blessed thing. And in addition to that, we got funding from a source that I didn't even think the funding was coming. So I just, you know, just thank God for that funding that came through.
Amen.
Yeah. I agree with you, and I decree that the breakthrough that you desire is released upon your life right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your hand has started this great work. The Lord God of heaven will perfect everything that concerns it. Everything you need to fulfill God's dream for your life, I release it upon your life right now. Take it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. Amen. Amen. So, Bishop, our time is about up, and we've got to get out of here. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. This has been your hour of destiny fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu. Don't forget to come out to our services tomorrow. We'll be back next week, Saturday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m. Also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.